Golden Era, March Payroll Growth 18x Larger Than Economy Needs. By John Carney on April 3, 2026. The U.S. economy added 178,000 workers to payrolls in March, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported Friday. That's three times the consensus forecast of 59,000 and a sharp reversal from February's revised decline of 133,000, which was dragged down by a large healthcare strike. But the headline number understates just how strong the report really is. The break-even rate of employment growth, the number of new workers needed on payrolls each month to hold the unemployment rate steady, has collapsed to near zero, according to converging analyses from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. The Dallas Fed's framework, updated March 31 by economists Anton Cheremukin, Daniel Wilson, and Xiaoqing Zhou, attributes the collapse to the sharp reversal in unauthorized immigration. Net unauthorized immigration averaged negative 55,000 per month in the second half of 2025, totaling negative 548,000 for the year, about 50% larger than the Congressional Budget Office's estimate. The break-even rate fell to roughly 10,000 by mid-2025 and dropped below zero in the second half of the year, averaging about negative 3,000 per month from August through December. Yesterday, a Fed's note from board staff economists Seth Murray and Ivan Vidungos arrived at a strikingly similar conclusion through an independent framework. They estimate that the combination of historically weak population growth and declining labor force participation could require less than 10,000 new workers per month in 2026 to keep the unemployment rate stable. They call this unprecedented in recent history, lower than any point in the past 65 years, including the pandemic. The board staff note also flags that the BLS is likely overestimating population growth in 2026. The Census Bureau's projections assume net immigration will add about 320,000 to population this year. The Brookings Institution, using more recent data, projects net immigration will likely fall between negative 925,000 and positive 185,000. Taking the midpoint of that range implies population growth below 0.2%, which would make even the near-zero break-even estimate potentially too high. One striking implication, the Fed's own staff warns that even if the economy is growing at potential, negative payroll prints in any given month would be almost as likely as positive ones. A month showing a decline of 100,000 workers on payrolls would not be unusual under these conditions. If such a print occurs, it should not be mistaken for recession. The establishment survey tells a strong story. Private payrolls expanded by 186,000 workers. Healthcare bounced back with 76,000 workers returning to payrolls as the strike ended. Construction added 26,000 workers. Manufacturing gained 15,000, all in durables. The diffusion index jumped to 56.8 from 49.2. indicating that payroll gains broaden well beyond the healthcare rebound. Federal government payrolls continue to decline, falling by 18,000, bringing the total reduction since the October 2024 peak to 355,000 or 11.8%. The unemployment rate fell to 4.3% from 4.4%. Wages rose 0.2% on the month and 3.5% over the year, continuing to beat inflation. But average weekly earnings actually ticked down because the average work week fell from 34.3 to 34.2 hours. Firms are adding workers to payrolls but trimming hours. The signature of an employer class that faces a tight labor supply but remains cautious about demand.